You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This is Lisa Berry, and this week Art and Soul focuses on the art of well-being. And our guest today knows a lot about that as the co-owner of Zingerman's, Ari Weinzweig. Hi, Ari.
Hi, Lisa.
Zingerman's is known for its unique, positive workforce inspired by a lot of different people and sources. And now Ari is taking some inspiration from a woman once known as a dangerous anarchist, Emma Goldman. I have to ask you right away, do you think anarchists generally have a negative connotation?
Yes, I would say without question. The general assumption is either very negative or people just don't know much. I don't blame anybody for it. It's kind of what's in the press. I mean, and the general association of anarchist beliefs is around chaos and or violence or both. And it actually has nothing to do with either.
You must have dug deep and found some inspirational thoughts here. You've written a new pamphlet called Going Into Business with Emma Goldman, 18 Intriguing and Insightful Lessons for Business and Life from America's Most Famous Anarchist.
Some people already know, but I came here from Chicago to Ann Arbor to go to U of M, and I studied Russian history, and I somewhere along the line started going up to the seventh floor of the graduate library to the what's called the Labadi collection, which I now know is really one of the best collections of sort of radical reading material in the world. And while I was there, I started to read anarchist stuff, and I really liked it. And a lot of things drew me to it. I mean, just in terms of respecting people and helping people be themselves and not following along with the status quo, you know, just because it's the status quo, et cetera, et cetera. And when I first started to manage people, I tried sort of leaving them all alone in the spirit of what I'd been reading and the belief they would just do the right thing. But of course, that kind of bombed. And so for years, I would go along saying I was a lapsed anarchist because I still believed in it, but I had stopped practicing. I went and dug out all my old books and I started to reread them, some of which was Emma Goldman. And it really blew my mind. Two main reasons. Number one is there was so much of what we were already doing at Zingerman's that I hadn't really intentionally said or thought that we were doing this, but that's what we had created. And number two, even more prominently, it blew me away how much what they were writing about in 1900, let's say, was parallel to what's now called progressive business.
So what are some of those intriguing and insightful lessons for business that you learned from Emma Goldman?
Well, one thing that really blew me away back at that exact time when I read it was from her book called Anarchism and Other Essays. And she wrote this about anarchism, but I immediately translated it into the way that that we work. And she said, "Our goal is the freest possible expression of all the latent powers of the individual, which is only possible in a state of society where man is free to choose the mode of work, the conditions of work, and the freedom to work, one to whom the making of a table, the building of a house, or the tilling of the soil is what the painting is to the artist and discovery to the scientist, the result of inspiration, of intense longing, and deep interest in work as a creative force." You know, that really blew me away because although we're highly imperfect, it was really, it's been what we've been trying to do since we opened all those, whatever, 37 years ago. And so the first lesson on the list for me was exactly what came out of that statement, which is to try to design work for people that isn't just something to fill their time and get them paid. You need to get paid, of course, but that you can design work that brings joy and purpose and brings creative passion into the workplace.
Was that really an early on intention of Zingerman's when you created it? And
yeah, I mean, you know, I think without question, it, like most things in life, I could explain it to you much better now than I could have explained it then. I think Paul was talking about it from day one, and I think it was well aligned with what we wanted to do. But when you only have two employees and you're just trying to get through the day, I wouldn't have been able to write all this or whatever. But I think the seeds of it were certainly present.
I think that's such an important lesson to share. You're creating a business which is now world-renowned, and yet your intention was to make it a positive experience for the people who work there.
Yeah. Well, it still is. I mean, I think work doesn't have to be this horrible, drudgerous thing, I don't believe. And I think the things that are in this pamphlet and in all the business books. And, you know, again, we don't do it perfectly by any means, but I think when we do these things, it makes a big difference. The second one on the list is a really important one, which is instead of just teaching people how to do their job, it's to help them to run, learn how to, and then how to run the organization. I think most places are teaching people how to do the function of their task, but if they don't understand how the organization fits together, then the decisions that they make are made in isolation, and they're missing a lot of information. And I think it's way more interesting, you know, whether it's honestly in a classroom or whether it's in a co-op or whether it's in a for-profit business, if you're participating in running the organization of which you're a part at some level, it's just way more interesting and way more rewarding.
Who do you think would benefit from reading this pamphlet, Going into Business with Emma Goldman?
I mean, I think anybody that's open-minded and looking for interesting ways to approach life. I mean, I think this is stuff that she was talking about and honestly going to jail for 100 years ago that I really believe now is if you read progressive business literature, Frederick Laloux, Peter Block, I mean, authors who I am inspired by and learn a ton from who are alive and doing great work today who don't, credit or track their learning back to anarchist writing. But the truth is it's very parallel.
I like number 16, since this is art and soul, the art of well-being. Number 16 is it's all about self-awareness.
Yeah, so this is one of the interesting things about her work in particular is that she was one of the few people who really was talking about self-awareness, self-consciousness in a way that now we would credit maybe to somebody with East's focus on Eastern religion, and nothing at all wrong with Eastern religion, but she wasn't studying that at all. And yet
what year are we talking about?
1900. 1910, 1920.
Okay.
She was looking at all sorts of things around the way that people deal with themselves and to understand that their internal demons are causing a lot of problems and in their lives, and conversely that if you can help people to become self-aware and self-conscious and act more in what you would now call emotionally intelligent ways, that things would go better.
I also like a little humor goes a long way in the midst of madness.
There's a couple things that drew that appealed to me about her work, and one of them that was she had a good sense of humor, and so she was dealing with very serious issues.
Yeah,
and she stood up for what she believed in very serious ways, but at the same time, she was pretty funny. And when I have gone back up to the Labadie in recent years, thanks to Julie Harada, who runs it, and the staff up there make all this amazing material available, and. Like this one line where the reporter who was interviewing her said, "But if you had supreme power, how would you bring about these things you advocate?" And her response was, "If I had supreme power, I hope the workers would have courage enough to get rid of me." And then one of my favorite ones, which is she said, "Those in authority have and always will abuse their power. And the instances when they do not do so are as rare as roses growing on icebergs."
And recently, the University of Michigan celebrated the 150th anniversary of Emma Goldman's birth with a symposium, and you were one of 8 speakers for that. A lot of people interested still in anarchism and applying.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say it's like, going to a Beyonce concert, but I mean, it's.
Well, if there was 8 speakers in a university symposium,
well,
we also did
a dinner at the Roadhouse that evening for her birthday as a fundraiser. She liked to eat good food.
Yeah.
That was part of what made it cool.
All right. Well, that brings it all home. Ari Weinzweig has a new pamphlet out, Going into Business with Emma Goldman, 18 Intriguing and Insightful Lessons for Business and Life from America's Most Famous Anarchist. And I'm assuming we can pick these up at your locations. Or
you
how can.
They're at every deli, coffee, Roadhouse. They're online at Zing Train and at Zingerman's Press. And like all the books, we print them here in town. So they're local and we're kind of off the grid. But and then thanks to Jenny Tubbs, who does all the beautiful work to put these together by hand.
Good food and good thoughts from Ari Weinzweig. Thank you for joining us on this edition of Art and Soul, the Art of Well-Being.
Thank you.